The chief of the Saratoga Springs Police Department has released his first public statement following a report that the city did not conduct an investigation into potential police misconduct following a late-night foot chase in 2013 that eventually led to the death of a Malta man. On Labor Day weekend 2013, Malta resident Daryl Mount Jr. led Saratoga Springs police on the chase in downtown Saratoga Springs. Mount reportedly ran from Caroline Street to a nearby alley. Police said he was discovered at the bottom of a 19-foot scaffold with serious injuries. Mount's family and friends alleged police brutality. Mount was left in a coma after the incident. He died the following May at age 22 from his injuries. There were calls for an investigation into the incident, including potential police misconduct. A report published in the Times Union Sunday by former longtime Saratogian newspaper editor Barb Lombardo alleges City Police Chief Greg Veach misled the public about the nature of an investigation into the incident. Lombardo recounted to WAMC a 2013 email exchange between the Saratogian and Chief Veach, saying the paper was led to believe that an investigation into potential misconduct was underway.
The wording in his email led us and others in the media to believe that they were, in fact, looking into the allegations of misconduct. They might have been looking into the incident, but they did not ever look into it from the point of view of whether there had been misconduct.
Responding to the email from a Saratogian reporter, Veach wrote in part, quote, "Investigation into the allegation of misconduct on the part of the police officers involved is an internal investigation," end quote. Mount's family sued the city over the incident. Lombardo's report revealed that according to court records from May 2017, Veach testified he misled a reporter. He stated, quote, "If she is asking me to release something that I am not going to release, I am giving her a reason that may or may not be true so she doesn't get access to the thing we don't want to release," end quote. In 2013, Veach told WAMC there was no evidence that police acted improperly.
There's no evidence that this is a case of police brutality at all, and I've made the statement before and I'll say it again. Anyone who says that they saw an officer abusing Mr. Mount during this incident, I welcome them to come forward and I will personally take their statement.
In June 2014, Veach and then Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen released photos from the crime scene. At the time, they would not release video showing Mount allegedly shoving his girlfriend, citing the sensitivity of a domestic violence situation. On Friday morning, Veach released a lengthy statement on Facebook. He said after 5 years, quote, "There has not been one piece of evidence nor one witness that has come forward with anything that contradicts what the officers have said occurred on the night in question," end quote. Veach also wrote that despite calls for investigations from other government agencies, including the Attorney General, Saratoga County District Attorney's Office, and the FBI, such investigations were not undertaken by those agencies. Many city officials have remained tight-lipped following the Times Union report. Saratoga Springs County Supervisor Tara Gaston called for an investigation. She told WAMC, quote, "It's concerning if there were misstatements or inaccuracies passed along to the public and not immediately corrected," end quote. City Public Safety Commissioner Peter Martin, who took office in January, would not comment on the story, but just days before it was published, while responding to a resident at a city council meeting, Martin said he did not believe a citizen police review board was necessary. Veach said in his statement that as chief in such situations, there are many things that he must balance. He said, quote, "The rights, privacy, and dignity of victims, suspects and officers, the public's right to know, media inquiries, and the potential for a social media frenzy, potential criminal charges, and possible civil litigation all have to be balanced in the minutes, hours, and days after an event like this," end quote. Veach declined an interview request from WAMC. In his statement, Veach disputes the criticism he has faced in recent days while arguing that his motivations in 2013 were pure. He wrote he will remain on the job and that the matter belongs in court, not the editorial pages of a local newspaper. You can read the entire statement at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.